is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no-goodest, rottenest son of a bitch that you'll ever want to hear on the radio, and I'm somewhat proud of it. I want to go today, as always. We talk politics. We talk racial issues. Here's the problem. Here's the problem that I have with all of it. We talk it, but we never do anything about it. It's always talk, 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 especially in the white community. Not trying to rile anybody up, just telling you the way it is. And we'll get to some racial situations here momentarily. First, remember a couple months ago, as always, when I tell you something, I've researched it, I've got inside information, I know about it. Remember when I said Lindenwood College was going down for the count in Belleville? Remember when I said Lindenwood College would end up only being a graduate school or a two-year junior college? Remember when all that was said? Remember when I said that the college was losing all kind of money? Well, it all come to pass, because this weekend in the paper, emails show concerns about the future of the Belleville campus. Of course, you won't get that from Mark Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy Eckert, the failed mayor of Belleville, Illinois. You won't get that from him because they want to run and hide. You know, Belleville made a $3 million taxpayers' contribution and commitment to Lindenwood University in Belleville. They give them all kind of help. Everything was going good until they found out that they couldn't keep students in the university, and they couldn't. So now they've got emails that they had to get through the Freedom of Information. And I've never understood that. Why people have to hide? If you've got information, give it to the public. If it's bad, give it to the public. If it's good, give it to the public. And let the public decide. But it says here, it's so understandable that the Belleville mayor, Mark Maximus Vaginas, the big pussy Eckert, was concerned about the future of the campus whenever the president here was replaced and put on administrative leave on November the 1st without any explanation whatsoever. Everybody's concerned about the dismissal. Now we're finding out that the money's not there, that the students aren't there. They can't keep students. But on the FOI request, the college initially denied the request, but then it was sent to the Illinois Attorney General's Public Access Counselor's Office, and he overturned it, and the denial was given, and all the information came out. The emails go on to state that Belleville's enrollment is down at the college, as I said 2 months ago, and the expenses are very, very high. It says, and I'm reading this verbatim, a proposal was made to eliminate the day school program and return to night school only at the Belleville campus, according to the email. And there's all kind of other emails, but it's come to the point that the Belleville Lindenwood campus, I believe, again, it may even shut down before it's all over with all the turmoil in their St. Charles campus. I really don't know what's going on over there, and don't give a damn. We've got enough problems on this side of the river. It says that the Belleville campus has been seen as an unwanted stepchild, now is a burden to the overall governance of the system for Lindenwood College. I believe the trustees have considered closing the campus, the confidential email said, and I had stated that also. But it's amazing how people say Lindenwood College has done so much for the city. What has it done for the city? You've got an alderman, Phil Elmore, a city councilman, says he loves the school. The school's been great. When he goes to stores and restaurants, Elmore sees Lindenwood students all over. Well, I hardly ever see a Lindenwood student, and I'm all over Belleville. When I hear people say, hey, it saved the neighborhood, Elmore says, and Elmore, I didn't think you were a bad guy, but I think you're kind of an idiot now. Elmore's saying that Lindenwood saved Belleville. Well, I'll tell you what, there's not a lot to save anymore in Belleville, Elmore, but I guess you can say that as a politician. But it's unbelievable that they put so much money, time, and effort in Lindenwood, Belleville, and they couldn't make it successful. You know all the businesses going out of Belleville. Everybody knows how dangerous it is in Belleville, but nobody will say that. It says Lindenwood has invested $25 million in the campus. I don't understand where the $25 million has gone, but it says including buying 55 homes. Yes, it bought the homes northeast of West Main by the campus. 55 homes. Those homes were renovated for single family homes to student housing. They've done a great job, but people, as you know, there is no tax on those houses. Every one of those 55 properties, if not more at this point, are taken off the tax rolls. We don't get a penny of tax. Lindenwood College pays us not a penny in taxes. They don't want to tell you that, though. But Phil Elmore wants to tell you how good it is for the Belleville, the city of Belleville. Elmore, you better get off that medication. You must be taking some kind of medication, you idiot. But it's, you know, they fired their president here. They fired their president on the other side. And I can just about believe when it's all said and done that there's going to be major problems with the Belleville Lindenwood University campus. Again, I predicted that 2 months ago. Well, I really didn't predict it. I knew what was going on. Nobody else did. Nobody else could get information. But if you'll recall, I brought it up 4 or 5 different times. But it's going to be, I think, a bad situation for not so much Belleville, but for Lindenwood. And these bastards, they've got more money than the law allows over there in St. Louis County, St. Charles County. So I really, really don't feel sorry for them. But as you people drive by Lindenwood University in Belleville, you know what I'm talking about. There's a few cars out there. They've got a few sporting events. But there's hardly ever any students. That college is not going to make it. Lindenwood University in Belleville, at the end of the day, and it may be before the end of the year, I don't think there's going to be a Belleville campus. I don't think they're going to continue to support a failing operation. And I personally believe that Lindenwood University, I don't know about St. Charles, the big university, but I do feel that the Lindenwood University on the Belleville campus, I believe that's going to go by the wayside. It may take another year or two, but you can see it dwindling. You can see they're not putting any more money into it. You can see a lot of those houses that had student housing in it, they're vacant. So you people understand, when you see a situation like that, you know it's never, never going to get any better. And we're not going to be able to make it any better in Belleville. They can tell you how safe it is, but when you go out at night and there's nothing, not the Proud Blacks, keep them out of the equation, nothing but thug niggers with their pants down to their ass walking down the street at 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. The white people, the proud white people, and the proud black people are afraid to come out. They don't want to be around these thugs. And for Mark, the big pussy Maximus Vaginus Eckert, to say it's safe, you're a lousy, lying, no good son of a bitch, Eckert. You know it's not safe in Belleville. Everybody knows, a policeman, everyone knows it's not safe in Belleville, but you're going to continue to spew that crap. You know, it's not so much your fault it's not safe, Eckert. It's your fault that you're letting everybody's guard down because you're telling everybody how safe it is in Belleville, and you can walk the streets in Belleville, and you can do this in Belleville, and you can do that in Belleville. I don't know when the last time you've walked the streets, Eckert. I know you've got a police car, and you want to be police, you want to play police. You wouldn't be qualified to be a pimple on a good policeman's ass, you idiot. You drive around in that police car, you better understand that Belleville's not safe. Belleville's not going to ever be safe again. We're just going to have to live with it. It's not safe in East St. Louis. It's not safe in any part below the hill. And it's not because of the Proud Black. It's because of the thug, violent niggers. And anybody that can prove any different, please give me a call. You're not telling me white people are going to Cahokia, Allerton, Centerville, East St. Louis, Washington Park, Brooklyn, Illinois, the unincorporated areas down there. You're not telling me that the whites are coming up from the hill, going down below the hill to create all that crime. Of course, the niggers, they don't want to tell you that. They just want to let that go. Let's worry about something that we can blame the white folks. It's always, let's always blame the white folks. Speaking of white folks, now Lewis and Clark College, their community college in Godfrey, Illinois, right north of Alton, they had a fundraiser, a sports-themed fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club of Alton, Illinois. Now, it's primarily blacks that belong to the Boys and Girls Club. Now, there are some whites, but the majority of the kids that go to the Boys and Girls Club of Alton, Illinois, are black, less fortunate, and I understand that, and I appreciate somebody trying to help out anybody that's less fortunate. But Thursday night, they had a fundraiser at the Lewis and Clark College. They were in the, I can't remember the name of the room, but they were in a room up there at Lewis and Clark College, and it's unbelievable. They had three Madison County judges. They had three Madison County judges at the front, one of the front tables, that were honored at the event. Also, and I know the man well, originally from Washington Park, the Godfrey mayor, Mike McCormick, a great guy, but he was there, white guy. They had State Representative Monica Bristow. She was there. She was also honored. Had a large crowd of community leaders and business owners trying to help out the Boys and Girls Club of Alton. And you will not hear it anywhere but right here. There's nothing in the news, Nothing, I mean nothing. Nobody said anything, especially the whites in the audience. But they had different programs going on, different dance groups, a lot of things going on. And I've seen a picture, more than one. There's eight black students, eight black kids. I won't call them niggers yet. They're in whiteface. They're in whiteface dancing around. They've got white gloves on, dark clothes, white gloves, and every one of these black kids, students, are in whiteface. Nobody, I mean nobody, has said a word about it. They didn't want to put it in the newspaper. There wasn't anything about it in the newspaper. But I ask, in good, I think he's an honorable man. Mayor of Godfrey, Mike McCormick, you three Madison County judges, State Representative Monica Bristow, white, all of them white. They were honored at this function. Why wasn't something said about the blacks being in whiteface? It happened Thursday night, people. Again, they'll try to hide it. They're embarrassed about it, but they're not going to say anything. They'll talk about it at the coffee shops. I'm sure when they all got home, they talked about it. But in public, do you think the mayor of Godfrey, do you think a state representative of that district, do you think three judges in the Third Judicial Circuit in Madison County are going to say anything publicly about it? Think about it, people. You remember just a while back, you remember that they wanted to get rid of Governor Northam from Virginia, white guy, 35 years ago, was in blackface for a Halloween party. They're fighting today to try to get rid of the white governor of Virginia, the white Virginia attorney general. The white Virginia attorney general, a white guy, was also in blackface over 40. You hear me, over 40 years ago, and they're still fighting to have him resign because of something they did 40 years ago. And back in the day, it was somewhat accepted. Maybe it was racist, but you know, a 20, 25-year-old kid or young man, they don't know what the hell's going on. They just do it because they want to do it. But you see the hypocrisy here, people, and you won't hear it again anywhere but here. The governor of Virginia, 35 years ago, white. The white attorney general, 40 years ago, blackface. They're demanding that they be fired, demanding that they resign. But now not the lieutenant governor, a black guy, who three or four ladies have accused him of sexually assaulting them. No, now the niggers, they want proof. You got to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt about that. When's it going to end, people? When are proud whites going to stand up and say, enough's enough? Do you understand? 40 years ago in blackface, and they want the white attorney general for the state of Virginia to resign because it was racist, but they're going to let, on April the 19th, 2019, at Lewis and Clark Community College in Godfrey, Illinois, north of Alton, they're going to let eight black kids get up and dance in white face with white gloves, and nobody, I say nobody, said a damn word. And I don't shart these young kids, 12, 13, 14, 15. I shart the adults. Why was that even thought about? When somebody said, we're going to do this in white face, somebody ought to have said, hey, no, we can't go that route. But there's so much hypocrisy in the white community. And I'm ashamed sometimes not to be white, but be associated with some of these white bastards. They sit there Thursday night. Now, you're not telling me. I looked at some pictures on the Lewis and Clark website, and you guys can go there. It was primarily white, probably 90, 95% white participation. Probably 75% black participation for the boys and girls at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Alton, and that's okay. Trying to help out the less fortunate, no matter what color they are. But it just pisses me off, all the hypocrisy, when nobody says nothing. Let there be eight white kids come out in blackface, NAACP, Black Lives Matter, every damn group in this country would be all over the asses at Lewis and Clark Community College. But nobody says anything. And you people don't have to believe me. Research it. Go to their website. Find out if April the 19th, last Thursday evening that they didn't have a fundraiser, a sports-themed fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club of Alton, Illinois. And tell me that there weren't three Madison County judges. Tell me there wasn't the mayor of Godfrey. Tell me there wasn't the state representative, Monica Bristow. And tell me there wasn't many, many more, primarily white, community leaders and business owners there. But they can show you a picture of eight blacks in white face with white gloves. Nobody said nothing. Nobody's pissed off. What's wrong with the white community? What's wrong with the proud black community? You know it's not right. You know it's not right. Here's these kids in white face and white gloves. But that's okay. But don't let a white guy from 40 years ago wear black face. Now you got, and it's amazing, everybody remembers Kate Smith. Everybody remembers the lady. She sang the Star Spangled Banner forever and ever and ever. You guys remember her. Well, back in the 1930s, the niggers drug up a couple songs that she sang in the early 1930s, people. 30s, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, 2010. That's 80 years, 80 plus years ago. And they're digging that crap up from 80 plus years ago. Now the Philadelphia Flyers, the hockey team in Philadelphia, they took the big statue down. It's been there for over 30 years, a beautiful statue. Been there for over 30 years. She received the Congressional Medal of Freedom, the highest award you can get as a private citizen in this great United States. She received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1982. Well, you niggers, you want to take that back too? She sang a couple songs in the early 1930s, people. The early 1930s, and she's being punished because somebody didn't like some of the lyrics in the song. 1931, to be exact. That's why darkies were born. Now, you know, this gal's an entertainer. She probably don't know her ass from a hole in the ground. But she sang it. Apparently it was okay. People must have bought it. 1931, people, over 80 years. And the niggers are coming out. So they take the statue down. Now the New York Yankees, they will not play her rendition of the anthem, of our national anthem, God Bless America. What a great song. It was played down in the Ozarks, the Jesse James Caverns. It's been played all over this great country. Kate Smith, God Bless America. You've heard it all, any place you've went, and they played that song. I guarantee you, it was her singing it. But now the niggers found out. 1931. She sang a song that had something to do with darkies. So she's out of there. Every white son of a bitch that even thinks darkies, they want out of there. And we sit back as proud white and proud black, and we take it today and every day. It's unbelievable. This crap's been going on. She's been at the helm of this song for so many years. And now the Yankees, they've taken it down. No. They'll no longer the Yankees. Now the Yankees and the professional ball players, you know how Christian they are. Hell, they hit every strip club, they screw every prostitute, but they're really Christian people. But now the Yankees, they say no more. The Yankees dropped her God Bless America. They're not going to be part of it, the Yankees say. They're better than that. They're better people than that. The Yankees reportedly became aware of Smith's song, the popular song, a popular song, they say, 1931 song. And because of that, they're going to take her down. The song was considered a satire of racism in its time, with civil rights activist Paul Robeson also having recorded a version. With civil rights activist Paul Robeson recorded a version. But that's okay. He's a nigger. They can play it, but you can't be white You know, they're going to complain on me, 15,000 complaints, because I say nigger, but there ain't nobody complaining on the niggers in St. Louis saying nigger, nigger, nigger every damn day. It's unbelievable. The Yankees pulled, God bless America, after being informed about the questionable Broadway song. The questionable Broadway song. Oh, no, we're not going to make the niggers mad. Can't make the niggers mad. Hell, if she wasn't dead, we'd hang her. We'd hang her and make her dead. Because she's white. And she sang a song in 1931. Do you see where it's going, people? You all see. I don't have to continue to tell you. You see where it's going and going and going. And again, you won't hear it anywhere else but here. And if you get tired of hearing it here, turn it off. But it's unbelievable how we let this hypocrisy go. It's unbelievable how proud white people won't stand up and say, hey, I'll be damned, I'm not a racist, I'm a realist. But if it's going to be good for the blacks, it should be good for the whites. If it's going to be bad for the whites, it should be bad for the blacks. You never want to hear that, though, do you? Nobody wants to hear that. It was the B&G Prairie Dance Group. I'm sorry, the B&G Praise Dance Group. I can't even read my own writing. That performed Thursday night. And anybody says they didn't, they're a damn liar. It's the Commons at Lewis and Clark Community College in Godfrey. That's where it took place. That's where all the white people were at, clapping when they saw the black kids. I won't call them niggers yet. When the black kids were in white face with white gloves and black clothes dancing around. But see, that's okay. You can insult the white community. I don't know if it's we don't give a damn or we're just too afraid to say anything. I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination of both. I don't think white people are afraid. I don't know what the hell it is with white people. We just sit back and take it and take it and take it and take it and it'll get better. No, it's not going to get better. It will never get better until we stop this, until we say we want equal treatment, until we say enough's enough. At that point in time, I think we can stop it. And I think for the good of the proud white community, I think for the good of the proud black community, and I even think for the good of the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies, the white bastards on the white side of this game. Again, there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. Until that happens, people, everybody's going to get hurt. When we finally straighten this out, it'll hurt for a little bit, but at the end of the day, I think it'll bring the white and black race closer. I don't think ever in a million years that the white race and the black race are ever going to come together as one. I don't believe that. And I'm not a racist. Got a lot of proud black friends. I'm a realist. I understand. Yesterday, I'm at a place, all white. I was at a place 2 days ago, all white. Two other places, all white. And I'm sure in the black community, what they did, it was all black. And that's okay. You be around who you want to be around. You be around who you feel comfortable with. Has nothing to do with, oh, because he's black. Has nothing to do because he's white. That's a crock of crap. That's a crock of crap. You can be around whoever you want. You can live with whoever you want. And you can stay away. You can stay away from whoever you want. Callers, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to you when we come back. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Again, this is the darkest side of the radio you'll ever, ever want to hear. I want to get on another situation, front page, top fold, about meet 10 black area artists with big ideas. Now, these are 10 people from the Metro East area who started businesses with $35 for a embroidery machine, who started some clothing store that they sell clothes on the corner. Who the hell cares about 10 black area artists, front page, top fold on the Belleville News Democrat Sunday, the biggest edition, and it shows them all big and all black. Where's the 10 white area artists with big ideas? Why do we always forget about the white artists, the white this, the white that, with our ideas? Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. Great to be able to talk to you. I appreciate you being the mouthpiece for America, honestly.
Well, thank you, sir.
You say what everybody else wants to say, but is afraid to say it.
I agree. Sometimes you can't say it. I am not. This is not the Bob Romanek movement. This is our movement, the Proud White and Proud Black movement. I'm going to start it, and I hope everybody will come along. But go ahead, Mark.
Absolutely. I've got two things, Bob. Kind of touch base on protesting. It seems like the Proud Whites don't let the little things get under their skin where they have to run out with signs and protest. Unlike the niggers who just look for something or look for the slightest wrongdoing to run out and just picket and inform these crowds and these groups. The second thing is, we're just totally different people, bottom line. There's no doubt about that. My other point is, this thing I heard over the weekend, this nigger, I will say that, went to the Mall of America and was looking for somebody to kill, he said. And he took him through that young boy off the top of the mall, railing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who does that? I don't understand it.
Well, you know, Mark, let me tell you, there's a lot of stupid white crackers and hunkies that are just as violent as the niggers, so I can't say it's just the niggers. There's crackers and hunkies out there. It's our side of the race that embarrasses us sometime. But let me, I have to kind of disagree with you, Mark. I think white people are afraid. When white people see this crap go down, you say it doesn't bother them. I don't know. I go to coffee shops, restaurants, bars. I'm all over. They pull me over on the street corner when they see me in my patriotic car. I think they're afraid, Mark. I don't know if it's because of the black skin on the other race, or white people are just afraid by nature. But do you honestly think that white people don't give a damn about everything going on, that the blacks always get credit for, and then when there's a problem, the blame always comes on the white community? Do you think the whites just don't give a damn about that?
No, I'm sure they give quite a big deal of a damn, but it's just they don't make a big deal for some reason. And like you said, I think you're right, they're scared. They don't want to cause enough evil for some reason and face the repercussions.
You know, Mark, and I'll ask you one last question. They don't want to start enough evil. When do you, and I ask you this rhetorically, of course, because you can't speak for every white person, but when do you think white people are going to finally say enough's enough? We've been putting up with this crap for the last 20 years, affirmative action, reparation, all this and that. How much longer do you personally, Mark, think that white people are going to sit back, other than me and maybe a few others throughout this country, I don't know. When are they going to get up and say, hey, we've had enough. We want to be treated fair. We're going to treat the black community fair, but we're tired of being pushed around. Do you think that's going to come in the near future or not?
I would like to say I think it will. I think it's very close, but it seems like we're, again, to reiterate, that we're scared to stand up and do anything about it. And secondly, it just seems like, I don't know, it just we don't want to stand up and make our point. And like you mentioned about the 10 artists, I mean, we've let our government, our society, make a double standard for everything. It's just we cater to the minorities and we save everything less for the majority.
You know what, Mark, thanks for the call. Very informative, and I do agree with you. Most, and that's a shame, you ought to get to a psychiatrist. If I agree with somebody on most of the things they say, something's not right with you, because I know there's something not right with me. But Mark, thanks for the call. But he's right. White people are afraid, and we're going to continue to be afraid until we stand up and say we're not going to be afraid. And I think that's sooner than later. And again, I don't advocate violence. Violence, no. Violence, never. We can get out there, we can unelect these bastards, we can do all we can do to put public servants in these positions, public servants that work for us, not politicians that work for us, but screw us all along the way. Go ahead, Keith. You're on the dark side.
Yes, Bob, how you doing? I'm a proud black man. But,
okay.
Anyway, I just want to give a little, information, a little light, as we talked about the college kids and they were dancing. And
no, we're not talking about college kids. We're talking about 14, 13, 14-year-old kids. These weren't college kids, but go ahead, Keith.
Yes, I understand. But I just wanted to give a little, some of your listeners may not know, except maybe just African-American, listeners may know.
Well, wait a minute, Keith. Let me ask you again, and no, I won't cut you off. Let's don't argue. Why do they have to be African-Americans? Why can't we just all be Americans?
Okay. Black listeners may know. I'm saying, I'm talking about something that goes if you've never visited a black church. So the reason why those kids had on white face, and a lot of people in the black community will defend them and will come down on anybody that says anything negative about it. I'm just telling you, because they do it on a Sunday. If you go to any black church in America, it's religious reasons why that those kids, and it's usually kids up that are doing the, it's called mind dancing, praise dancing.
Well, whoa, Keith, why do they have to have white face? Why, you know what, if you want to be Michael Jackson back in the 60s, like the governor of Virginia, and you put on black makeup so you can look like Michael Jackson, he's a racist, they want him to resign. Why is it different in the black community?
I was just kind of giving a reason why I'm not saying.
I understand. Wait a minute. Then, Keith, then it is wrong. Well, you say you don't care if it's right or wrong. Well, to me, for the blacks to be in whiteface, I don't give a damn about whites being in blackface. And until the blacks, and I'm sorry, and you're a proud black man, the niggers, until the niggers start bitching about, hey, those white guys got blackface on, let's have them resign. I don't care if it happened 40 years ago. Don't you think, Keith, that's a little bit too much for the nigger community to demand?
I wouldn't, personally myself, I wouldn't have them to resign or fire them. I would try to at least, maybe we could talk and have some kind of discussion about race, you know.
Right.
I think that's what they need to start doing instead of firing people and kicking them off shows.
Right.
I'm not with that either, you know.
Yeah.
But I was just trying to give, you know, I guess what they will say, I guess, and it's not whether, and I don't think it's right, because like you say, it did happen years ago. I'm not for taking all the statues down, like you say about George Washington, you know, and other people that they choose, you know. I'm not for that. But,
well, here, Keith, let me ask you this. George Washington owned slaves. So did a lot of the Confederate soldiers. Why isn't the black community saying, hey, we don't need Washington, D.C., let's take down every Washington statue? Why is it always selective racism if they practice? If they're mad at one person for owning slaves, shouldn't they be mad at George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and everybody else? And shouldn't they ask that those towns with their names on them and those statues and their pictures on dollar bills, shouldn't they be taken off?
Right. I agree. I'm agreeing with you on that. I agree. I said I'm not for that. You know, I was just trying to. I'll hang up. You know, this is your opinion about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I was
Keith.
Just giving,
not, yeah. Hey, listen,
you know,
Keith. I'm not trying to. I know you're a proud black man, and I'm not trying to argue with you. But let me ask you one last question. Let me put you on the spot if I can. What can we do? What can the proud white community? In the last 10, 15, 20 years, what more can we do for the proud black community to make everything come together? I mean, they've had affirmative action. They're on aid when they need aid. Their kids go to school. They can talk. They can't get an education. That's a damn lie. Since the 70s and 80s, they can get an education anywhere. What can we do for the black community to put us closer together?
I think with the black community, a lot of it is the things that's going on. It's not so much as it is race, is poverty, you know, and it's this, you know, answer, you know, do we have an answer for poverty and, you know, just more money, giving them, you know, giving more money toward the police and education equipment, that kind of thing. But it's just, it's poverty, not a home, you know, hey,
yeah.
It's been a breakdown in the black community and homes
yes.
in the last, 40 years, I'll say.
Thank you very much for the call, Keith. We're running up against a hard break. Now, there's a proud black man. We didn't have to argue. Breakdown in the black community. And I couldn't have said it any better. There is a breakdown. You heard that from a proud black man, Keith, from about Alton. It's a breakdown in the black community. Let's don't blame the white folks all the time. It's easy. You know, when I went out and broke something when I was younger, I could have, hey, my brother did it. Hell, my brother was away at school. I could lie and say he did it, but he didn't do it. Nobody believed he did it. It's unbelievable, people. We sit back day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and think it's going to get better. It's not going to get better. And the only ones benefiting, not the proud whites or the proud blacks, but these thug nigger bastards and some of the crackers and the hunkies along the way. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Thank you. trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. As always, we're running out of time. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about KMOX Harry Hamm, man charged with sex crimes. Now, KMOX, they all want to jump my ass, the newspapers, about saying nigger and I'm a no good son of a bitch. But I haven't heard KMOX say anything about their illustrious reporter since 1975 when he shared a show with Jack Carney. KMOX's Harry Hamm is charged with sex crimes, 77 years old. Charged with, and I'm reading this, second degree statutory sodomy, incest, and possession of child pornography, all felonies. Hamm had deviant sexual intercourse with a person younger than 17, which is bad enough, but a relative. You hear me, a relative. You don't hear that on KMOX. You won't hear that on KSD. They throw it by for about 30 seconds, and then it's gone. It ain't going to be gone here. You no good, and I hate hypocritical, no good son of a bitches, and we'll talk about this bastard and a lot of these other bastards tomorrow. Front page top fold, yesterday's paper. 10 black area artists with big ideas. You ought to see these. And they all look like nigger thugs. I can't help it. I'm telling you. They got a clothing company that they started with $40. He's selling clothes on the corner. One's got this and they're selling something on the corner. The other guy's got something. They're selling Muddy Brother clothing. They haven't got it started yet. But they've got all these people. And this guy went to Chicago and with a $7,500 investment, he bought a home embroidery machine to jumpstart his clothing line, Culture Creations. Now, here's a good guy, Jamil Stamps. He's got the Fresh clothing line. And this is a big article. This is a page and a half, people. On Sunday, the big edition of the Belleville News Slimer Crap. So you know where that paper's going. Hell, it's going to go out probably before Lindenwood College and probably between Lindenwood College and the Hoff Brewhouse. But it's Fresh is his line of clothing, and it's FR. He has the number 3 for the E. Now for the S, it's an S with a dollar sign through it. So it's FR3, a dollar sign H, which means, and he says this in quotes, for real East Side hustlers. Now that's a clothing line that the Belleville New Slimocrat is thinking important enough to put on front page top fold with all these niggers there. And they're not proud black, they're niggers. Wouldn't do it for white folks, but they're gonna give you their inspiration. Oh yeah, they've got nonprofit. They're gonna change the world. You heard Keith, the proud black man earlier. The blacks have lost their way, and it's not because of white people. You go up into a forest and you get lost, don't blame it on the white guys. It ain't the white guys. You should have planned for that trip. But see, these bastards don't want to do it. And at the end of the day, they're going to call it the white guy's fault. Mud Brothers clothing on his T-shirt. These guys are bigger idiots than I am. I mean, hell, I'd just take my clothes off and sell them. Unbelievable. But see, that's the way we are in our society today. Let's talk about the black people. Let's blame. We never talk about white people. We want to blame white people. We want to talk about black people and their endeavors and what they're doing with big ideas. If this is the biggest idea these bastards have, they're in trouble. The one guy, founder of Nez Clothing Line, graduated from Tagadela College with a computer science degree in 2017. He currently pays about $53 a month for an embroidery machine and supports his business from his house. I mean, I tell you what, those are some entrepreneurs, aren't they? But it just shows you, they're going to be politically correct. They're going to talk about the blacks. They're doing nothing. They're going to talk about the blacks in whiteface up at Lewis and Clark Community College. Nobody, all the whites there, nobody said a damn thing. Let there be one white guy in blackface, all hell breaks loose. And you people know it. And I'm tired of it, and I hope you people, I hope the tired white and tired black are proud of it, because until we come together, it's not going to get any better. It's going to continue to get worse. And by getting worse, it's keeping these ass white bastard political parasitical punks, these no good bastard bottom feeding low life living underneath a rock son of a bitchin' politicians, until we throw their asses out of office, it's not going to get better, people, because they want to divide and conquer. So let's continue. Let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. And as always, people, at the end of the day, let's destroy them. Destroy them before they destroy us, and they're chipping away at total destruction of our great country. Let's destroy them, no violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade.